Good King Jehoshaphat, three-part coalition. Theme text: When they began to sing and to praise, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22. Another testimony respecting God's deliverance of Israel is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. In that chapter, good King Jehoshaphat faced a coalition of three dire enemies, Ammon, Moab, and Edom, or Mount Seir. In Revelation 16, there is also a coalition of three forces that gather the kings of the earth for the Armageddon conflict, the battle of that great day of God Almighty, Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. The three forces in Revelation are the dragon, beast, and false prophet. Note, Ammon and Moab are areas that were defeated by Moses on the east side of the Jordan as the Israelites came toward the Promised Land. Thereafter, the Israelites crossed the Jordan and captured Jericho. Perhaps Ammon and Moab, who were related, represent the beast and the false prophet, papacy and allied Protestants, who fall together in Revelation 19, verse 20. In Edom, the dragon, Satan and his control of the political powers of Christendom. Continuing. When Jehoshaphat pleaded with Jehovah for intervention, God comforted Jehoshaphat. He caused his spirit to rest upon Jahaziel, a Levite of the son of Asaph, who gave this reassurance: Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of Jehovah with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed, for Jehovah will be with you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 14 and 17. As a Levite, perhaps Jahaziel represents members of the great company class, as Levites sometimes do, lingering here for a time after the taking of the bride class. Compare the closing message of the great company to Israel in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 8 through chapter 6, verse 1. A message of hope respecting their deliverer. However, an option respecting Jahaziel might be the ancient worthies, for the ancient worthies, perhaps more than the lingering great company, will be informed respecting God's deliverance of the Israelites. Jehoshaphat was deeply moved. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before Jehovah, worshiping Jehovah. And the Levites stood up to praise Jehovah God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They rose early in the morning and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Jehovah your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Praise Jehovah, for his mercy endureth forever. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 18 through 21. When the fateful day arrived, Jehoshaphat appointed singers unto Jehovah as the leading force in the face of the approaching enemy in verse 21. When they began to sing and praise God, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten, each enemy helping to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead, bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 23 and 24. As later with Sennacherib against Hezekiah, the Israelites did not fight in this deliverance. God managed the whole experience. So too with the coming deliverance. The influence of Israel outward toward others will be peace, grace, as showers upon the grass. Micah chapter 5, verse 7. By this means, as the kingdom opens, the spirit emanating from Israel may be recognized as one of peace by thoughtful observers among other nations. This may encourage them to think about what they hear coming from Israel in the opening times of the kingdom. Israel will then recognize the ancient worthies as godly emissaries from the Heavenly Father. Other nations, noting the spirit of peace and goodwill emanating from this influence, will be drawn closer by the attractive prospects. Then the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go speedily and pray before Jehovah, and to seek Jehovah of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek Jehovah of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before Jehovah. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 21 and 22. Israel does fight previously. Israel has fought in previous conflicts, and God has given them large victories. This appears to be the point of Micah chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. The remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beast of the forest, as a young lion amongst the flock of the sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. But in the final experience, God's deliverance is still more remarkable. Israel will not need to take the offensive. In fact, it seems that their armaments will be put aside. I will cut off thy horses, and I will destroy thy chariots, which are instruments of war. Micah chapter 5, verse 10. Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. They shall be borne upon her sides, and be dawdled upon her knees. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 12. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Jehovah. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23.